Today, we're building something with real jungle attitude, a funky drummer atmosphere shape formula inside Ableton Live 12, tuned for risers in drum and bass. And just to be clear, this is not your usual cinematic whoosh. We're taking a breakbeat source, chopping it, stretching its personality, and turning it into a tension builder that still swings like a proper jungle record. The goal is for the rise to feel rhythmic, gritty, and alive, not pasted on top of the track. Start by loading your funky drummer material onto an audio track. If it's a full loop, turn warp on and get it locked to the grid. Beats mode is usually a solid starting point, especially if you want to preserve the punch of the transients. If the sample is too pristine, don't be afraid to dirty it up a little first. Funky drummer works beautifully when it has some grime and some room tone in it. A good starter chain is EQ8, saturator, drum boss, and auto filter. High pass the sub rumble around 30 to 40 Hz. Shave a little mud if needed around the low mids, add a few dB of saturation, and use drum bus lightly to give the break some bite. Then close the filter down so the source feels dark and compressed, almost like it's hiding in the shadows. At this point, we're not making the riser yet. We're building the raw atmosphere material. Now we want movement, so chop the break. You can slice it to a new MIDI track using transients, or manually cut it into fragments if you want more control. Focus on the pieces that have ghost snares, hat chatter, kick tails, or little bits of room noise. Those are the details that make the texture feel human and alive. If you've got a few fragments that feel especially good, reverse a couple of them or nudge them slightly off the grid for extra character. This is where the jungle swing comes in. Open the groove pool and pull in a swing or groove that feels musical, not mechanical. Around 55 to 60% swing is often enough to give the rise that classic loose push-pull feel. Apply the groove to the chopped rhythmic fragments, but don't swing every single automation move. Let the rhythm breathe, while the filters sweep, reverb swell, and width changes stay smooth and continuous. That contrast is part of the magic. Next, build the atmosphere layer. Duplicate the break track and make a second version that's more washed out and more transitional. On that duplicate, use auto filter, reverb, echo, and maybe corpus or resonators if you want a bit of metallic tension. Start with the filter low and then automate it opening gradually over the length of the build. Reverb should start subtle and grow over time. Echo can add a little tail and momentum, especially if you high pass the repeat so the low end doesn't pile up. If you want that ghostly, pitched room feeling, keep corpus or resonators very low and very controlled. Now we shape the rise itself. This is the heart of the lesson. A good riser is not just one parameter going up. It's several things moving together at different speeds. Filter cutoff opens, reverb gets wetter, delay feedback increases, stereo width expands, the overall gain shifts, and maybe pitch creeps upward a few semitones. For an 8-bar rise, the first couple bars should feel dark and close. Then the filter starts opening, the space gets bigger, and the pitch begins to lift. In the middle, the dry signal starts giving way to the atmosphere. By the final bars, the whole thing should feel open, bright, and ready to hit. A really useful teacher tip here is to add contrast inside the rise itself. Don't just keep adding energy the whole time. Give the listener a tiny pullback moment somewhere in the build. That could be a brief mute, a quick filter dip, or a moment where the rhythm thins out before the final surge. That little reset makes the last lift feel much bigger. To strengthen the jungle feel, add a ghost percussion layer. This can be another track made from chopped hats, snare ghosts, rim clicks, or tiny break fragments. Process it with autopan for motion. Maybe gate if you want a tighter rhythmic pulse, and a little saturator and EQ to keep it focused. This layer should help the riser still feel like a drum pattern, not just a noise effect. In jungle and DNB, that rhythmic identity matters a lot. If the build feels flat, try automating less obvious things instead of just slamming the filter. Move the reverb pre-delay, push the echo feedback, widen the stereo image a bit more toward the end, or increase the drive going into saturation. Those details can make the rise feel more animated without making it obvious how it's being done. Once the movement is working, resample the whole thing. Route the riser tracks to a group, create a new audio track, and record the full performance through resampling. This is one of the smartest moves in Ableton Live, because once it's printed, you can edit the waveform, reverse the tail, trim the silence, add impacts, or create alternate endings quickly. Often, committing to the best take gives you a stronger result than endlessly tweaking the live chain. After that, do your final mix cleanup. High pass the riser so it doesn't fight the bass. Cut any harshness if the highs get too sharp, and watch the low mids around the 200 to 500 Hz area, because that's where Funky Drummer Atmosphere can get crowded once reverb and saturation stack up. If the dynamics are too wild, a little blue compressor can smooth it out, but keep it gentle. In DNB, the riser should create motion and tension, not steal the low-end power from the drop. For arrangement, this works great as an 8-bar pre-drop lift, a fake-out before a second drop, an intro tension builder, or a bridge between a rolling section and a chopped-up jungle switch. You can also make multiple versions. A dry rhythmic riser, a washed atmospheric riser, a short impact riser, and a longer 8-bar tension version. That gives you way more flexibility when you're arranging the track. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the source too clean, don't overwarp the groove, don't swing every layer equally, and don't let too much low end stay in the riser. Also, be careful with huge reverb all the way through. If the wash is too constant, the build loses impact. You want progression. Start dry and dark, and bright and wide. If you want to level this up even further, try adding parallel dust, like a quiet layer of filtered hiss or degraded room tone. Or split the riser into frequency bands and process the low, mid, and high ranges differently. That can keep the build cleaner while still feeling huge. Another strong move is to let the rise answer the drums instead of just sitting on top of them. In jungle, the transition feels best when it interacts with the groove. So here's the core formula: break source, jungle swing, rhythmic chopping, filtering, automation, resampling. That's how you turn Funky Drummer into an atmosphere riser that actually feels like it belongs in jungle and drum and bass. It's not just going up, it's grooving upward. And that's the difference between a generic effect and a proper DNB transition tool.